Rod Zwanitzer here, broadcasting live from the 65th Regular Convention of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. What a blessed convention it is, seeing the smiling faces of all the delegates, friends, and guests streaming out of the convention hall. Our location to broadcast is right outside the main entrance, and we're blessed to have so many friends and supporters of Worldwide KFUO. You know, we used to be just a station, really. It was a little AM station, 850 in the St. Louis area, broadcasting about a 7,500-mile radius signal around St. Louis, southern Illinois, on a good day. And the Lord gave us all this technology, and we were one of the first then to start streaming. Now we're worldwide. I just looked at it today, and in the last hour, 46 countries around the world were listening to us. 47 of the 50 states were listening. So we're going all over. And it's the people that get behind us, because we are listener supported. We don't get a dime out of the synodical budget. It's the listeners, the friends, and our blessed underwriters. We are so pleased and proud to have a new underwriter among many, Concordia Publishing House. And what a great job they are doing over there. And I am one that just reaps the benefits of that, because I am a bookaholic. Before I even came here to KFUO, my wife will tell you that our place is just eaten up by books. And CPH has a lion's share of those. And I'll tell you something, they have something that just has rocked the foundation of the Christian world. It's called the Concordia Commentary Series, a commentary through the Bible, written by Lutheran confessional, incarnational, sacramental authors. They're doing a marvelous job with that and pumping out so many other books, too, that the world needs. We just talked with one, Bob Bennett, an old friend from Michigan, wrote a great book on demon possession and spiritual warfare. And so our guest to thank them for this and talk more about what the Lord is doing over there is Brett Singleton. He's the vice president of marketing. Is that right?
I'm just the director of marketing.
Oh, I promoted you.
I'll take it. We'll see if we can get Dr. Kintz and John Schultz to approve that.
We'll badger them until they do.
That's
Brett.
Awesome.
Great to have you on board, and we really do appreciate that. And we're looking for the Lord to bless both of us mightily with this. And you know, thanks to you guys publicly for supporting KFUO and Book Talk especially, with just supplying us with the books we need to review, setting up authors. Emily Barlean has just been such a blessing, Brett.
That's great, Rod. We really appreciate it, Pastor Rod. CPH is blessed that KFUO is in existence and gets the message out. And to have an avid reader like yourself just go through every title that we have and be able to engage the authors and be able to promote the product on air to the loyal listeners of KFUO is a real blessing to Concordia Publishing.
Well, believe me, I would be doing that even if I wasn't in this position, because I love it. I truly love it. It's always been a passion of mine, and you guys do such a great job. So talk to us a little, Brett, about what you've brought out here in the recent past that we should know about, and I can talk about some if they slip through your mind. So what stands out to you in the new offerings that our beloved publishing house, Concordia Publishing House, has come out with recently?
Well, there are a lot of titles, and personally to me, being an elder at Messiah Lutheran Church on Grand, we're using pastors and elders, and there's a kit that includes, I think, 5 or 7 of the workbooks, as well as a DVD. So, you know, just to be able to engage the elders and the senior laity and the church to support the pastors and to build and be part of community is really important, because those pastors are amazing, God-gifted men, and we as a congregation really need to do all we can to support them. So me personally, that's just something that I'm really jumped on and really excited about. From a events and presence perspective, you know, we have been with the LWML women in Pittsburgh last month, and we had Deb Burma, who's one of our authors that just released a book called Stepping Out. And that is CPH's book of the month in the month of July at CPH.org. org, and you can check that out. But Deb did a great story of God asking her to really take a step of faith. And we have a video. We have the book. We supported it with one of our own employees who feels that God challenged her and brought actually her husband to the St. Louis Sim.
Wow.
So it's great just to be able to let people know that we have these books, that there are benefits to reading them. There are, you know, similar life stories that people can gain a lot of encouragement and hope and strength and love from. So that one kind of, that one takes the top as well. Coming up in the month of August, we will be featuring Clement Preuss' book, which is What They Need to Hear. And Clement was here at the Synodical Convention signing and sharing his inspiration behind that book. And that really is a book just about being able to witness. And it's nothing to fear. God gives you the strength and the ability to be able to get that done. So,
and Clement is an amazing guy. I just saw him here, and he's going through a little bit of a physical ordeal, but what a great man of God. And I haven't had a chance to read that yet, but I'm excited because it kind of, if I understand it right, Brett, and correct me, kind of journals his reaching out to a man over a long period of time.
It's his father-in-law.
He wrote letters to him.
So about his faith.
That.
Yes, it's a terrific read.
Yeah.
And it's for every layperson in the community and in the church to just be able to strengthen their witnessing, because we all have our own Lloyds. His name is Lloyd.
Okay.
So, you know, to make it simple, you know, Pastor Rod, who's your Lloyd? Who's
right.
that person that needs to hear
right.
the amazing news of our Savior?
And Brett, isn't it just like that, a father-in-law or someone close to you in your family circle or friend circle that needs Jesus? And those are usually the most difficult. And I'm sure then that Clem's book helps us to, number one, have the courage to step out and talk to them, to write to them, whatever, and get the spiritual flow going in that way.
It really does, Pastor Rod. And to make it easier for the user, in the back of that book, there are two postcards that
wow.
have a beautiful art design and a simple message that you could literally just send to that person that needs to hear the good news of Jesus.
What a cool creative idea that is.
Yeah, and additionally, there's a website. So when you go to cph.org and take a look at that book, Things They Need to, what They Need to Hear, there's also a website associated to that. So you could actually send your friend an email, and the template is already kind of established for you. So, you know, what a great witnessing tool for the Lutheran Church and for the world to be
Amen.
Able to share the great
Amen.
News.
What a neat creative idea, too, to pull all that together in a kind of holistic whole to help people to step out on that. So it must be exciting for you to show all that neat stuff here at the people gathered in convention. You had a great-looking booth over there. I was just over there this afternoon. You were being inundated. You had a warehouse section set up, and people were over there like crazy, meeting the authors, looking at this new stuff. That must be exciting to be a part of.
It really is. You know what? When you think about who your boss is, it is. It makes getting up and getting out of bed and coming to work awfully exciting every single day.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a book that I know is about to come out, or maybe just has, is it's an English translation for the first time of a German book on none other than Katie Luther, the mother of the Reformation. That is so neat because, you know, people are interested in Katie. And we haven't had a lot about her in the past, and I think this book even seeks to correct some of that. That's cool, too.
There is a lot of history that we are very proud to be able to publish. In the curriculum section, there are about 8 books, Heroes of the Faith, that go from Martin Luther to Katie Luther to Bach to numerous others that we're so excited to be able to bring this history and pass it along to the generations of future Lutherans.
Yeah, and so a wide variety. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I know from looking at your catalog, you guys have a vast inventory of titles for every age, every interest. And you know, one that I think especially, you do a fantastic job on everything, but you're especially good on devotional materials, and God knows we all need them in the Christian faith. And you guys continue to pump out such great things like a year in the New Testament, a year in the Old Testament, a year with the Church Fathers. I just talked with Scott Murray about that today. Great stuff, Brent.
Yeah, it's really exciting that... you know, we listen to the pastors, we listen to the elders, we listen to the professors. Tell us what you need. Tell us what's important for carrying on and continuing this ministry. And it's really just a blessing to be able to engage audiences at varying levels of their faith journey to support them. So we have Bible studies that are shorter number of weeks and more simply written to engage those people who are just getting into developing a real relationship to those that are, you know, daily devotion people, as well as a couple of Sunday schools a week and, you know, and Bible studies. So it's really encouraging to be able to understand the needs are not just those that have been in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for, you know, 40 years and been in those households with pastors and elders. But if anybody who just comes into the church can get Lutheranism 101, for example, and understand what we're all about, and then they can get into the catechism and, you know, all the rest of the great products that we offer in terms of Lutheran education.
You know, I was going to say that I know, as being a former parish pastor, you want and you need materials for all kinds of situations in the church. Your parochial schools, your vacation Bible schools, your church bulletins, your offering envelopes, your communion supplies, on and on the list goes. And, you know, I found that the surest source of having the best and so well done and great customer service, because you guys won, was it the Baldrige?
Well, our customer service department specifically has been awarded the top... Purdue University does a study on customer service, and we have been awarded that top spot for a number of years.
Wow.
But then collectively, as an organization, like Dr. Kent said at the Synodical when he addressed the audience, based on process, based on customer engagement, based on listening, based on performance and quality measures, we are delivering what the customer is looking for.
Wow.
and managing those costs and that cycle time. So
now, congratulations,
it's really exciting.
And you know, God be praised for all that. So I was going to say, you know, in when you look through the catalog of your offerings, so much stuff there. Liturgical supplies, purificators. I know my congregation, we just bought some stuff that my wife and I were proud to be a part of. And just finely done stuff, linens, and so on and so forth. And so what a great resource for Christianity and for the Lutheran Church, Brett. And so well done. I know I would call in all the time and order some stuff, and it just show up the next day almost.
Right.
And exactly what we ordered. What a true blessing. And so you guys are really upped your game.
Thanks.
And I know you'll continue to do that.
With, 8,500 products that we offer, you know, a lot of the shipping, if you're within a reasonable proximity to St. Louis, if you order before 3 o'clock, chances are that you will have that product on your doorstep the next day. And it's really, you know what, we take it very seriously, the opportunity to serve our church body. And as well, with every product that you could need to run ministry, to run community opportunities, to grow your congregation in faith. So we're really excited and take very seriously that opportunity to address the entire needs of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and deliver those products.
And, you know, it's so nice, and we've grown enormously in this one-stop shopping. Because most of us don't want to go to a zillion places to get what we need.
And you don't need to. You just need to go to cph.org. Right.
And it's all there. It's easy to find. It's you've one-upped your website. Your search engine has been much improved.
And
find
it's getting stuff, better. We're continuing to improve.
Find stuff quick and order easily. And I love to talk to your people there because they are so kind, they are so knowledgeable, and they you know, I know being there and seeing the tour about how many people they're taking care of and watching all those metrics of right. how quick they process it. It is a joy to behold all that, and I think even a joy to be a part of that in a small. Each and every one of us, as a consumer, we're all in this together.
Right.
It's almost like a co-op.
Right.
And you know you bless the church, you bless our faith in so many ways, and so just an outstanding. Now, if people come to visit the Holy City of St. Louis. Can they come to CPH and get a tour, Brad?
Absolutely. They can call our main office number and arrange for a tour. Or while they're there, they should be downstairs visiting the CPH bookstore, and we can work on getting something done. But we do have ambassadors that give tours of CPH on a regular basis. So if you want to bring your church group, if you want to bring a Bible study group, if you want to bring your youth down and let them see what their publisher does for them, that would be a great opportunity.
And your location, talk to us a little bit about that, Brett, is really connected and vital to the history and the start of the Missouri Synod.
Right. We're down on 3558 South Jefferson, inside the city, St. Louis limits, and we are in the same location on the corner of Miami and Jefferson for over 140 years. So it's a real blessing that we've been able to maintain and upgrade that operation to meet the needs of our customers. We have recently completed a innovation technology center, which is used consistently throughout the organization to vet out and to develop new products for our consumers.
And let's not forget too your a beautiful IT group that has all kinds of software packages and programs for congregations.
Absolutely. The 360 product line from our Concordia Technology Services Group is available. We continue to add new products to that. There are free demos of that, so please, you can reach out to cph.org again and request some free demos so you can walk through that. We have a lot of the software programs that are pre-populated with data, so you can see how easy it is to manipulate and move that data across screens and to tag it.
I know we grew up with your evolving Shepherd Staff system and just love that. And I can tell you this because I had to use it a couple of times. We were into your support package. And we just call anytime, and they were wonderful of helping us out and getting what we need. A lot of times it was pointing us to what we were just not understanding or doing right. incorrectly, but it was just excellent. So for you congregations out there, you pastors and you congregational leaders, if you haven't checked it out, get busy and check out Shepherd Staff. Is that the latest
Shepherd
thing?
Staff has been upgraded.
Updated, okay.
But the new software that everybody is just getting crazy over is Church 360.
Church 360. Yeah. Covering the whole gamut, I take it.
Covering finance. And, yes, that is correct. So
okay.
It's you are able to tag church members and build groups and see all the data that you would ever want to within your church members, and you can give other people access to manage certain pieces of that. So it's really an exciting based.
Sounds like Shepherd Staff with IT steroids.
On IT steroids, that is absolutely correct.
Sounds great. Church 360, so check it out. Because if it's what it sounds like, you guys that are in Shepherd Staff need to look at getting into 360 too. Yeah. A little more power?
Yes, for sure.
Well, Brett, Director of Marketing for Concordia Publishing House, thanks for being our guest. Thanks for being our pal. Thanks for being our new underwriter. And most of all, thanks for being a great servant and service to Jesus Christ and to his church.
Okay. Thanks
for
Rod.
Sharing with
Appreciate
us
it.
Today. Blessings on the rest of your convention.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay.